Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And directing a play is a task very few people take on, though those that do seem to oftentimes experience some sort of bizarre addiction to it, because the people I know who do it tend to get back in the saddle and do another play all over again once they have finished with their project and they've had a little time for their brains and their loved ones to rest after the experience. And Derek Houle has directed a variety of plays for Bemidji Community Theater. He's a versatile director who's been at the helm of dramas like A Streetcar Named Desire and Stalag 17, and comedies like the one opening this weekend in Bemidji, Room Service. And he is here to talk to us a little bit about directing plays and, of course, about Room Service. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning.
What got you interested in directing plays?
I've been in theater for, ever since middle school, high school, and then I actually went to university for it, but I'd come from a high school of about 800 students, and me and another guy kind of became well-versed, if you will, and when I went to University of Saskatchewan for it, all of a sudden there were hundreds and hundreds of people, and they were really good, and I kind of got scared and intimidated, and so I didn't finish that passion as far as education-wise, but I always kept my hands in it, and so throughout when I was living in BC, I did some productions and just on my own did some stuff, and I have a family that's very much into the theater arts as well. So
right,
well,
when you get a script as a director, I've been in plays on the other side, on the acting side, and usually in pretty small parts, to be honest. But what happens when you get a script? How do you start kind of breaking it down and wrapping your head around it?
Just when reading the story, just having a vision of what that would look like, and I can see this happening, I can see that happen. Oh, this is how I'd like this to emphasize. And so it becomes more of pictures in my head than it does words. And so that narrative, I'm not quite sure how to articulate it well for you, but it's more of pictures that end up happening in my head.
Huh.
And so, I'll jot things down, or when I do get into the mode, my wife knows that I don't sleep very well, but that's just because my head will start running, and I just can't keep up with it. So I get up, and I'll jot down a few notes. And then it's not unlikely that a lot of times what I picture and when I try to do it on stage doesn't quite work, and so I have to change it. So, yeah.
Huh. How does directing a drama, like I went to your Streetcar Named Desire.
Okay, yeah, wasn't mine. Mine was Wait Until Dark.
Yours is Wait Until Dark. Okay,
yeah,
was Ricky awesome.
Emerson did Streetcar,
right. Okay, sorry about
Wait
that, Derek.
No, that's fine.
Okay, so I went to Wait Until Dark as well, and was incredible. Yeah. How does directing something like that, full of suspense and really high drama, differ from a small cast compared to a pretty large cast in this comedy of Room Service?
Yeah, my favorite is comedies, and at the risk of sounding a little biased, but I think if you ask most that are, whether it's in the movie business or done theater at any length of time, to me comedies are just the hardest to do, just because there's just so much timing that's involved, and there's a rhythm, and especially with farces. And so I hadn't really done a lot of dramas except for when I was asked to do On Golden Pond. Someone asked me if I'd direct that, and so I did it for Bemidji Community Theater. And it's a comedy, but it's also drama, and enjoyed it very much. But then when I did Wait Until Dark, just because I liked that play a lot, and it was really one of the first dramas I've ever directed. And I was just surprised of the amount of timing that needed to be involved. And I'm wondering if a lot of it had to do with the writer himself. It was very, when I was doing research on him, it was very intricate details that he had. And he's the same author that did Dal M for Murder, and if you've ever...
Yeah, last name Knott, wasn't
it? Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, Knott. That same thing, very lot of detail that you need to bring in that needs to happen at a certain time. And so to me, the two differences with drama, you can, I think there's a, I'm not so sure, much more freedom, but freedom in the way of that, if there's a monologue or if there's, actors can really kind of lose themselves in a drama, which is good and exciting, but not always. You don't always have to be conscious of the person you're playing against or with.
Mm-hmm.
Where in a farce, you've got to be aware of when the door closes. You got to be aware when the light comes on. You got to, as an example, or so. Yeah. So that's where I would say the differences are for me. That I. If I can articulate it that way.
Yeah. So let's talk about Room Service.
Okay. It was a play first in 1937.
Okay.
That Murray and Belewski did. And then the Marx Brothers, a year later, it became a hit on Broadway. And then, and so in 1938, then the Marx Brothers did the movie version of it. Yep.
Okay. So yeah. What drew you to this play?
Well, to tell you the truth, they actually... I really had no desire to do it. sorry. There was another gentleman in the community that he's done a lot of theater with Greg Gassman back in the day and stuff. And we take suggestions from the community as far as what plays to do. And he said, you need to look at this play. It's called The Play That Went Wrong. And so I looked at it. I loved it right from the beginning. And I don't know if you know the play Noises Off.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the opposite of Noises Off. Everything that can go wrong during the play, in front of the audience, so it's not back behind the stage, it's in front, is what the play is. And so it had been running for at least 5 years, and I just assumed that it was available, and I told the board, yeah, I'm doing this play, and so it was all going to get publicized, and then it was Mary Knox Johnson that came back and said, Derek, I don't think this play is available.
Mm.
And I went on and checked, and sure enough, it wasn't available because it's still running. And so I had, I don't think I'm exaggerating, but less than a week to come up with something. And so it was a play that I was casted in several years ago, and I thought, well, I'll do Room Service. And so that's how it came to be.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so nothing inspiring or magical. So, yeah.
So, Derek, this is David Harrington.
Hey.
Hi, Derek.
Hi.
You've got some old guard Bemidji names like Kevin Cease. And,
yeah, he's making a cameo.
And Dave Moffat.
Yep.
And then you've got some new blood, Turtle River's own Stephen Mayer.
I have a good mix of old and new. There's a new guy, Steve Sherling.
He's your main guy, right?
Yes, he has the main part. Came in, auditioned, read great, and he has just been doing fantastic. So just really enjoying him and what he's brought to the stage. And, yeah, he's doing fantastic.
And there's about a dozen characters?
Yeah, the script calls for 14. And John Henningsgaard, there was a few people that were going to be committed, but they had to drop out. And so I have 13 in the cast, and John Henningsgaard is going to be playing two parts.
Mm-hmm.
So, but hopefully people won't recognize him.
He's going to be Simon and Sasha, but just not at the same time.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, when I read the who was in the play, I thought, oh, this is going to be a good one.
Yes, I'm hoping it will. It's a good cast, very good cast.
So tell me when the play is. It's this weekend and
the following weekend. Yeah. So
okay.
We open up February 1st this Friday. Friday and Saturday nights are at 7, and then Sunday matinee at 2.
Right.
And then it'll be the same the following weekend of the 8th, 9th, and 10th.
And that's at the old historic Chief Theater in downtown Bemidji.
Yep.
Right, and so you can get tickets at Iverson Corner Drug, Ken K. Thompson, and, of course, the box office, I suppose, right before...
At the door. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
So it's about a producer of a play, right?
Yes, it's about a producer of a play in his company, so his director, which is played by Dave Moffat, and it. I'm not quite sure what was in the mind of the people that wrote the play, but what I kind of get is because Broadway was kind of the very first place in U.S. When electricity was here to light up, using electricity or using lights, I should say, to light up outside. And it became so popular and bright that Broadway got called the Great White Way. And it had everything to do just with the lights. It had nothing to do with race. It was just the Great White Way. And so it was the height of the Depression, and kind of that time is that people went to a lot of plays just to get away from the stresses and the struggles, and I guess to escape a little bit from the realities of what was going on in the world, and especially in the U.S. at that time. And so I don't even know if they really thought that they had written something that was going to be a blockbuster, and it did. It ended up doing over 500 shows, and so we're trying to bring that back a little bit as far as just the nostalgia of what it was like. And so, yeah, it's about a producer and a director, their company, of trying to put on a play. They have a reputation of living in hotels and then skipping without paying their bill.
Mm-hmm.
And they're waiting for this one script that's going to put them over the top, and they finally think they found it, but the hotel manager and his supervisor have said, no, we got to kick these people out. So it becomes kind of a cat and mouse game. Where, like I've told others, it's like a cloak and dagger, only funny. So, yeah.
And they ran up $15,000 worth of bills back in 1937?
Yeah, well, they get a check for that, but yes, they do. So that gives you another clue as far as...
Imagine that. Actors and movie stars running up a big tab and trying to skip town.
Things haven't changed.
I was going to say the same thing.
That is Derek Hoole. He's directing Room Service. It opens Friday night right here in Bemidji, downtown at the Chief Theater at 7 o'clock. Break a leg, Derek.
I will try to do that.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.